One hadith by the paragon of the Sunnah and chief preserver of the hadith of Rasulullah among all the Sahaba al-Kiram. And who is that? The number one narrator in terms of sheer number, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is our door to the transmission of the hadith from Rasulullah, our chief and main door, mashaAllah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, through his dedication, in a short time, a brief three years, he preserved more hadith than any other sahaba from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And among those that he preserved, and which is narrated by the two arch masters of hadith, Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, in their sahihs, radiallahu anhuma, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that there will come a time when two armies, one a Muslim army and the other a non-Muslim army, will face one another, and the Muslim army will interrogate themselves, among themselves, is there anyone among you who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In other words, as if they are saying, is there any Sahabi among us? So in other words, this army consists mostly in Tabi'een, right? And perhaps the Taba' al-Tabi'een, perhaps among them, are those who never even saw any companions. Yes, the companions will be so rare. They will still be around, but they will be rare enough for them to be searching for them assiduously when they want to see one. And so in that army, they will say, هَلْ فِيكُمْ مَنْ رَأَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And they will find one. They will find one, فَيُفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ. And because of him or through him, they will be granted victory. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, there will come a time when the same scenario will happen. Two armies facing one another, and the Muslim army will say among themselves, hal fikum man ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, is there among you anyone who saw someone who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these are now the taba' al-tabi'een and the succeeding generation who are looking for a tabi'i. Is there anyone here who's among us who is still present among us who saw with the eyes of his head, he saw one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he went on, he said, فَيُفْتَحُوا لَهُمْ بِهِ. So they will be granted victory through him. MashaAllah. So now this hadith, this tremendous hadith, contains an added notion to the notion of isnad. It contains the notion of isnad as its center. And we are looking for someone who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he is a chain of transmission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we are looking for someone who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another chain, but it is longer, right? And in both cases, they find someone, and through them, they are granted victory. Now, why? What is the relationship between victory and that chain of transmission? That relationship is wasila. It is wasila because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent as rahmatan lil alameen, and we are looking for a connection. Do we have a place where we can plug into that electricity, that current, to get from the main power station the power that we need so that there will be light and instead of darkness, so that will be strength instead of weakness, so that will be victory instead of defeat? Yes, we found it. It is there. It is in that one. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has places, has people, has times of special barakah. And it is up to you to know them and to find them through knowledge of the book and the sunnah, so that you can connect yourself to Sayyidina Wasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Sayyidina Wasul and Sayyidina Wasil, the one who has arrived and is connected, and he connects you. He connects you to the Lord of might and glory, and so you have that wasila present there. And that wasila is the means of victory, and without it, we are like orphaned and disconnected. Contrary to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of nasr and victory. So, in that hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is telling us, look for the wasila in your midst, and that wasila leads all the way through the generations, as long as the chain gets back to me. And I connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have no fear at that time, and you have no loss, but you are as if we were present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For we have not seen him, but we have seen someone who has seen someone who has seen someone and so forth, who has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have not learned directly from him, but we have learned from someone who learned from someone who learned from someone, and so on and so forth. And we have not sat with him to drink up the blessings of his noble presence directly, and to learn from his practice that saves here and hereafter directly. But we have done so at the feet of the ulama in our time. And as Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani said, radiallahu anhu, in the Ghunya, he said, sahib and mashub, Shaykh and murid, and tilmid and muallim, or alim and mutaallim, sorry, is the sunnah of Allah on earth until Qiyamah. In other words, there will never be a lack, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will preserve His dhikr until the end of times. And so therefore, the means of that preservation have to also be part of that goal. The goal is guaranteed. Therefore, the means to the goal, if those means are necessary, then they are guaranteed as well. Therefore, there is no excuse for us to be downcast, or to say there is no more alim, there is no true wali anymore, there is no true murshid anymore. That is not true. That is a waswasa of shaitan, who wants to blind us and to scare us, to say there is so much fitna today, to say that it's finished, it's lost, you have lost. No. If there is more fitna today, then there is only more reward for you today to try to ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all powerful, and who reduce whatever the fitna is, as huge as it is, to a drop in the face, in the ocean of His help. So we are asking for the madad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means that He has instituted for us in this life, and we believe in those means, and we are not cutting ourselves short or orphaning ourselves wal'iyadh billah from those means. And so whoever tries to convince you of otherwise, he is the enemy. He is the enemy. And so you cannot, you must not pay any attention to that. That is waswasa from shaitan. Wasila is haqq, and that is our connection. Because if you have a direct connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go ahead. Feel free to jump over the heads of your salaf and of your parents and teachers and of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal'ayaz billah, from that. And that is the way of innovation, and that is the way of deviation. And they will tell you, we know better, we have a better way, we think now that we can maybe modernize the Quran and the Sunnah, subhanallah. And that is what we are facing today. And among one of those innovations is the innovations that cancels out those means of obtaining barakah and power and victory through the excuse of tawheed and defending tawheed. But in reality, it goes against the Quran and Sunnah. It goes against the practice of the Sahaba al-Kiram and the succeeding generations. And it is related from Sayyidina Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in many of the books of the Hanbali school, that he said, my preference is for everyone in their dua, in each and every dua, to make tawassul through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah.